cannot allow that situation to continue. We can't allow it to happen again next year as we go towards an election. And that's why I concur with the sentiment expressed in that report. And I'm doing all that I can to try and make schools politically neutral zones so that children and teachers can get on with the task of education without fear or hindrance.
As you have pointed out, you have made it a note to make sure that schools do remain peace zones. But what challenges have you faced in implementing this directive?
Well, one of the challenges is that the directive, the policy is ignored by certain people. It's impossible for me to keep my finger on the pulse of every single one of our 8,500 schools. And so you'll get local politicians who, you know, will go into schools and in breach of that policy. They are often remote rural schools where the communications aren't very good. And so it's very hard to police this. But I'm pleased to tell you that my permanent secretary, my provincial education directors, all agree with this policy. And so as far as the Ministry of Education is concerned, we are determined to enforce the policy.
In terms of enforcing this policy, as we look ahead for elections next year, what will you be working to implement in order to make sure that this directive is followed?
Well, one thing that I am doing, I've been working for well over a year on new regulations, and I hope that within the next few months that we'll get those regulations out and part of our law, and that has given this policy a bit more teeth. And so I hope that when those regulations become law, people will think twice of trying to turn schools into, if not war zones, you know, zones where there's intimidation, strife, and disruption of the education system.